Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while, but the Wall Street Journal was covering the Notre Dame Church
after the
pretty
fire.
Extensively after the fire. And one of the really interesting things is it'll never be able to restore to its original structure because there aren't enough trees that size that made the rafters to, you know, there was something like 1,200 of these huge trees were harvested set in place to make up the roof, and those trees don't exist in the world today. So
gonna have to glue lamb it. Huh?
Gonna take some.
Oh man!
But here in Arizona, one at the time of construction, the First Christian Church on 7th Avenue in Central Phoenix was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright.
Beautiful
and
building.
Named one of the 10 greatest churches in America, built back in the 50s, 60s-ish.
Beautiful, beautiful building. It really is. And even that little First Mesa Church, First Methodist Church in Mesa, I mean, it was built with sand and stone, just they harvested out of the river bottom. You know, and that was one of the first churches ever put up in Mesa.
That's real adobe.
So, yeah. So, great places to worship in, about, and around the state of Arizona.
Hey, I have one question from a caller yesterday.
Okay, far away.
Yeah, so she heard you talking a couple weeks ago about the magnetic windows that you put over mm-hmm. windows. We were talking about that in context of sound barriers.
Yes, they're great.
And she has a west-facing window, 59 by 84-ish. And she was thinking she would like to use them. Since it's on the west side of the house, that she would use that for keeping the room cooler.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if that would actually help.
Oh, yeah, it definitely would. But there's a problem. For all the years that we've talked about this magnetite product, something is happening down there. They're actually made as storm windows in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And they've either had a change of ownership or a second generation or third generation has taken. I can't get them to return phone calls or answer any questions. So, yes, it is a hugely cost-competitive solution to what they're trying to do. But I'm not going to refer these people unless I can get them to start responding to me again. I've even asked them. I said, do you have a distributor dealer in Arizona? I'll be your dealer. And they won't even return my call.
Wow. Well, what would be plan B for her then?
Well, plan B is going to be making, can she sunshade it? Can she landscape shade it? Can we tint it? What is the existing window that she has now?
She did say it was builder grade, so they're not great, but she was hoping not to have to replace windows.
Yeah, then we're going to have to deal it with shading and screening to be cost effective for particularly glass size of that size. So, with all that said, what have we got coming up in the 10 o'clock hour? We have that question that keeps getting asked about efflorescence. I actually mentioned that we were going to cover it last week, and we got on one of Rosie's bunny trails, and the calls took me away from topic, and I got some response this week about, hey, you never answered that question. So, in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll have to come back and talk a little bit about efflorescence. We also have a water testing product, a security system that alerts you should you have a water heater leak. It's something Jennifer found at the National Hardware Show a couple of days. They've upgraded the technology, and we're going to have them on for a few minutes and visit, as well as we're going to talk about the topic of just water safety in general. As the season now, I don't think we're going to hit triple figures this week in the Valley, but we're going to come really, really close. And I know a couple nieces, grandchildren, that will hit the swimming pool. That it's way too cold for me, but I know they'll go.
Roxy plunged in Lake Pleasant yesterday.
Oh, mercy. One more hour of Rosie on the House when we get back. Y'all don't go anywhere.